You can't start the contest without the music.
I can't do anything without music. I have to hear music.
Pavlov's dog.
Bing. I have to have music before I can do anything at all. Yes, it's time to play the Brewers Ticket Match Game presented by Oakwood Exteriors. On the phone with us is Derek. Derek is very excited and ready to take a guess and see if he can win some Brewers tickets. Good morning, Derek. How are you?
Good.
All right, Derek, here we go. Curb your enthusiasm, buddy. It's radio. We got to be careful. Derek, you've gone to WSAU.com. You've looked at the board. There's nine squares to choose from. What's your first square?
Let's go with square seven.
Square seven is Skies Meat Market, and that represents the Giants. Very nice. All right.
First place in the National League West.
Well, there it is. Now, there's two chances to win here. You could get the Giants or the wild card. What's your next square guess?
Let's go eight.
Number eight is 8th Street Auto, and that's the Blue Jays. So that apparently is not a match, but you know the way we play this, right? You get a consolation prize?
Yep.
Okay, you can have, as a consolation prize, either some tickets to go see a Wisconsin Woodchucks game. You can get a discount water park pass to Mount Olympus, or you can have anything out of Tom's glove box. Which would you like to have?
Let's go with some Chuck's tickets.
Chuck's tickets sounds absolutely wonderful to me.
You want my half-broken ice scraper and old receipts from getting the oil changed and stuff like that?
I got enough of those in my glove box.
We know that Tom doesn't conceal carry, so there's nothing of great value in the glove box.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Derek, thank you so much for playing. Thanks for listening to the program.
All right, thank you.
See you later, buddy. All right, there it is. Derek, the big winner. I mean, not tickets, but I mean, come on.
So we've got tickets to the Giants and the Blue Jays on there. Both of those teams are in first place, as are the Brewers. So there's some good series coming up.
There's some good stuff right there.
Good tickets to win there, yeah.
All right, let's talk a little entertainment news. Kanye West continues, my friends, to show that he is a man of high class and an icon for the children of the world to look up to. Do you know what he gave his beloved bride, Kim Kardashian, as a wedding gift?
A sex toy.
Social disease?
No, I mean,
that's what she gave him.
I would bet that it's something that's low class.
Like it is.
Like a slinky, here, honey, wear this, but it's really a gift for me. Something like that.
Yeah, precisely. You're right on the right track. A nude painting of herself. In the picture, Kim is on her knees, sitting back on her feet with her back to you, wearing a G-string and some high heels. It's kind of a backside thing, so there's not a lot of goodies to be seen. But that, he says, is going to hang in their bedroom. Classy. You tell me what woman in her right mind wouldn't like to have that as a wedding gift? A picture of her naked.
What woman would allow
naked?
That in her house? That house guest might actually come in and see an image of her with no clothes on.
Well, and when you're talking about Kim Kardashian, there's probably going to be a lot of people in that part of their house. So there's that. All right, Chris Brown, another high-class individual that we adore here on this morning show. He's finally out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Brown out of jail, sprung from the L.A. County Jail yesterday morning at 12:01 a.m. He'd been in custody since mid-March when he allegedly violated his probation by getting into a scuffle in D.C. He was released 131 days earlier than he was supposed to be, but now he has to submit to drug testing and psychiatric counseling. May I give you now the entertainment news quiz?
Ready? Sure.
Who said the following? And I'll give you a list of celebrities to choose from. I love drinking. It should be part of everybody's life if you're not driving. Let me rephrase. I love day drinking. I love day drinking. It should be part of everyone's life if you're not driving. Your choices are Reese Witherspoon, David Hasselhoff, Olivia Munn, Chelsea Handler, Jennifer Lawrence, or Lindsay Lohan.
You know, that sounds like something Chelsea Handler would say. I'm going to say that it's Chelsea Handler.
That's what I thought, too. Lindsay Lohan, you know, I'm in favor of doing a line during the day.
Sheryl Crow said it in one of her songs, right?
I don't know.
When they were drinking Gentlemen, Budweiser in the middle of the day in her first hit?
You have both been sucked in by the obvious answers. No, the correct answer is C, Olivia Munn. She says, especially in New York, you don't drive anywhere. I would just be wasted walking through the streets all the time.
I wouldn't mind day drinking with Olivia Munn.
In her interview where she said that, they asked her about her dating Aaron Rodgers, our quarterback.
Yes, what did she say?
She changed the subject.
Ah!
Really?
Oh yeah, they are. They were supposedly an item, at least for a little while.
Well, not if you believe what Chris has to say about Mr. Rogers.
Why can't Erin close the deal?
Uh huh. Mm. Because either A, she's drunk, or B,
he's having too much fun. He's playing the field.
The rumor is he's not interested.
Stop those rumors right now, will you?
I throw to many different receivers, baby.
Oh, my God. You know, they can hear us in Green Bay. He's going to come over here and kick your...
Bring it, Erin.
Yeah.
The Allman Brothers. This is sad news for you. Sad news for you. The Allman Brothers have released their tour dates for the next six shows.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be in New York City in the October. Four of the shows are rescheduled dates from this past March. What might be the sad part for you, my friend, is that the press releases that they are giving are saying these are their final shows. They do not expound on that, but it does sound like they're planning to hang it up after this.
Well, we have enough recorded music from the Allman Brothers to enjoy them forever. The Fillmore East concert album, one of the greatest live albums ever made. Mm. Brothers and Sisters, another awesome Allman Brothers band albums.
You got your birthdays?
Yeah.
All right, do the birthdays.
All right. No, these are yesterday's birthdays.
Okay, I got them.
I don't have them.
Anderson Cooper is turning 47 years old today. Let's see here. Rafael Nadal, tennis superstar.
Celebrated his birthday by winning his match yesterday at the French Open.
28 years old. James Purefoy, who was Joe Carroll on The Following. Mark Anthony on HBO's Rome. He is 50. Dan Hill, remember him?
Sometimes when we touch, I hated that song.
That was
I had
terrible.
To play it a lot.
Yes, that was awful.
He's 60. Ugh.
You sing, it was awful too.
Thank you.
I hated the song before. Now I have bad just shivers when I hear
you
the song.
You'll have to do that at karaoke the next time you...
Susie Quattro.
Susie Quattro had some hits back in the 70s, also played Leather Tuscadero on Happy Days.
64 years old.
Oh, jeez.
And the infamous Chuck Barris, TV producer behind The Dating Game, The Newlywed Game, The Gong Show.
And The Gong Show.
And
who gave the camera the finger on the last episode when The Gong Show was canceled.
He basically claimed in his autobiography that he was a spy for the CIA.
Yes. He has racked up a healthy 85 years. There it is. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Don't go anywhere. We got more things to tickle your brain after this.
I went to the doctor because my ankle hurt, right? Now, if you're 20 and you have a bad shoulder, the doctor will reconstruct your shoulder through miracles of modern science. He'll take your ear and make a shoulder out of it. It's weird. But when you're 40, they just give you no options. They don't care. I went because my ankle, like I was limping for like a month out of nowhere. And the doctor, he brings me and he shows me an x-ray of my ankle. He's like, yeah, your ankle's just worn out. I was like, what do you mean, I injured my ankle? He's like, no, it's just now. Like, see that dark area? Ugh, it's all hardened. Yeah, they get like that, and they're not good anymore. I was like, well, so just goodbye? Nothing? Is there nothing? You just, nothing? There's no op. It's like an incurable ankle, that's it. And he goes, well, there's things you can do. You can stretch. For a half hour a day, you should stretch your ankle. I was like, how long will that take to fix it? He's like, no, you just do that now. That's just a new thing you do until you and your ankle both die. I was like, dude, this hurts a lot. And he goes, well, you could take a leave. Just take a leave. You could buy it. Just take it. And you can take whatever amount, it doesn't matter. Like, don't pay attention to the dosage. Like, really? He's like, yeah, you could take 10 a day, you'd be fine. He said take 10 a leave a day. I said, I heard, doesn't that stuff, like, hurt your intestines? He goes, oh, yeah, it'll do some intestinal damage after a while. But you just got to weigh that against how much you like your ankle not hurting.
Rush Limbaugh. Weekdays at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.